This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
We'll just drag it. Yeah.
Okay. So we just spent like 2 hours so we could do this. We spent 2 hours doing some shit, trying to fix some shit so we could do this.
Because the small stuff matters.
So that works.
It was worth it.
It was worth it. We got Julian in the building.
Gang.
What happening, Young Jewel?
Young Jewel back on this time.
I said just switch your computers.
But, you know, it's kind of like quitting, though. We don't want to quit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But did you fix it? Because... Huh?
Not what we tried.
No, now so. We quit.
You know what I'm saying?
Realistically, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's bothering me. I want to fix it.
I know what it was. I knew what it was. Yeah. I've seen it.
So that's what that is. Yeah. Some technical difficulties, but we'll get there. How's you guys today? What's up?
Yeah, right. I'm chilling with you. However yours was, mine was like.
It was the same shit. I was right there. Yeah. We all had the same day.
Oh, shit.
How was it collectively?
How was your day?
What'd you say?
That's sick.
Dave's cool.
Fucking Monday, bro.
Monday?
It is.
You know? Mm.
What time y'all niggas wake up today, man?
Gosh, damn. We're here.
3 a.m.
late, yeah. We're here late till 6.
On glass?
Yeah.
3 a.m.?
I woke up
editing crazy shit.
I woke up at like 10:50.
Oh.
I woke up at 11.
I woke up at 12.
That's a lie.
Or like 12:30.
You didn't get up at 11.
I woke up at 11.
You open your eyeballs at 11?
Yeah.
No. No. I checked. Cause I needed some pictures off your phone and you were asleep.
What time was up?
12.
I was up
Dish,
at 12.
Dish, nigga.
I was up at 12.
Lining.
Hey, come on now.
Trouble lining, man. Man, I'm trying to switch my fucking schedule around, man. I'm trying to like wake up early and get my shit down, bro.
Fuck that.
I'm trying to be on this grown man shit.
Well, you brought the right guest on today, cuz.
Yo, how do you do it? I need to fucking know, bro. My ideal situation for me, my ideal setup as a grown man, grown, matured, handsome man. Wake up 6 a.m., bro. I want to be there. 6 a.m. for no reason. I want to be one of those guys just fucking.
What time are you going to sleep?
1 o'clock, absolute latest.
1 a.m.?
Yo.
And you're getting up at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm a fucking beast. I can't do it. I just can't. I just need to find a way to just stand up as soon as my alarm goes off. I just can't do it.
I'm trying to flex on you, but I get up at 4:30.
That's crazy. What time you go to bed? 8, nigga.
The latest I go to bed, 11:30.
That's pushing it?
If I see 12, I'm like, damn, bro, I'm fucking up. If I see 12, I'm like, shit, tomorrow's
going to be every day. I've been getting up early though since since I came back from Europe, my nigga. I've been getting up early.
I've been
up making coffee and shit like that. I've been more than improving. I'm up at like 9, 8, 7 sometimes.
Just gotta figure that shit out.
Oh, I thought it was gonna press.
Yo,
me.
Honestly, waking up is pretty easy.
Nah, I wouldn't say pretty easy.
Very easy.
Nah,
I just can't fucking. Bro. It's just.
Once you know you got to be up or you want to be up,
mm-hmm.
It's just about getting up.
That's all it is, man.
And we going to end that on
that's
that
note. That's all it is.
That's it, man.
That's all it is, man. That's the line I was fishing for the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
He said the magic fucking bar.
I want to see mad fucking Tumblr posts with my fucking picture with that written over it.
Yeah, that'd be fresh.
Trying to motivate niggas, you know?
Something interesting happened yesterday. Mm. So... Whatever, on some regular shit, I was hooping. You know what I mean? Me and Julian back on the court in a very long time. Yeah. Felt like we'd reconnect, you know what I mean? Go on the court, do what we do. And honestly, I had a fucking tremendous game. Julian had a tremendous game, fresh off the hamstrings.
He had a tremendous game?
Tell this nigga.
Yeah.
Say that shit.
I feel like it was like a parent-teacher interview when I talked to Julian about Trevon's ball skills. Like, yo, how'd he hoop today?
That's right.
Yeah, he exaggerated.
Because the story's always like a little bit different.
He exaggerates things a little bit, but he played well. I'm not going to lie to you. His fundamentals were up. Mm-hmm. Teamwork, all-time high.
Yeah.
Hustle was up there. He was like, you know when you see people dive on the ground and roll around it?
Yeah. You're rolling and shit?
Yeah, I take mine seriously.
You guys roll for recreational ball and shit?
Huh? I literally seen him drop on his knees and pick up a basketball.
It's a sport.
Like from the,
it's a
you
sport.
Guys win that game?
At the good, end of bro. The day, if my team needs a win and we're so close and these niggas is talking mad shit on
that's
the
a
next
fact,
side,
bro.
I need to shut them up.
Bro. We won. Yeah, we
bro,
won.
We
so
won,
it was,
bro.
If we're
our
playing,
first
we're
four
playing,
games.
Yeah, it was good.
Bill, if I just feel like if I injure myself and like a just recreational games. Yeah, you're mad at yourself. Yeah, I'll be fucking mad. I'm gonna back hurts
every time. Nah, every time.
Your ass got a fucking concussion.
I got a concussion, but it felt good. Like,
I had to drive my man's to the hospital.
Would you change anything?
Who are you?
If you could go back. If you could go back, would you jump?
If I can go back, would I?
Would you change anything?
Nah. Bro, we were trying to win. He's about to shoot a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
If he hit the shot, they would have won the game.
Yeah, I'm jumping still.
I lied, honestly. No, I wasn't that desperate. It was like the first point of the game. I was just wilding. I was itching.
It was the first point.
I'm sorry. Yo, the game just started. Yo, Julian sprinted. Dude, Julian sprinted from so far. I'm like, what's this guy doing? Then he jumps, and then I see this guy like duck him. I'm like,
It wasn't my fault. You know, it wasn't. It was 100% the other guy's fault.
I was looking at it go down like, bro, like, what? Oh, you had to. He could have dribbled, so he could have just moved to the side. Mm-hmm. Like, he just got bent down, and, oh, man.
Anyways, like, we just go hard for basketball.
Yeah. Nah, that's a
fact. So don't question if we get injured and shit.
I feel you. It's serious. But what I was trying to say was there's this one play in particular that I was really proud of.
Which one? Oh, shit.
I'm over up on, the top of the key, like, the corner, like, the right side. That's usually my hot spot.
All right.
And I'm handling the ball, and it's a stressful game. I think we're down, like, 2 or 3. They almost had game point.
We're down 3 at this point.
And I'm like, yo, I need it. Like, someone needs to do something, you know? I want someone to do something.
Right there.
I'm like, yo, why not me? You know?
Why the fuck
why
not
me? So I'm like, let me do it. So I take this man. This man's guarding me, right? And I start, because I knew I was faster than him. I'm faster than a lot of people in that gym, you heard?
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I run to the corner.
Cap.
And then
you said cat.
You say something. You said cat. You say something.
You said cat.
What you say?
Anyways, I'm probably the fastest motherfucker in that gym. And
continue, bro. Tell the story. Damn.
So I run to the corner and I pull a heavy Kyrie crossover. Ooh. It was so heavy,
Kyrie,
that my man's ran out of bounds. I popped a deep 3.
Okay.
Money
swish. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say swish or something. Like that. I thought he was going to finish it for me, but.
I thought you had it on your soundboard. Thought you had it.
No, I ain't got the
switch sound.
That. You should. No.
Yeah. We can go to the gym right now. I'll get it done in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Every game I've ever seen, every game I've ever been invited to by this guy, it's just not like the descriptions that he.
Honestly, in his defense, I've been in a lot of those games, and for some reason, when you're there, it's just not the same.
Thank you.
Yeah, just stop inviting me, though. You know?
He plays 1,000 times better when you're not there.
Nervous. I don't know what it is. You know, a lot of weight on my shoulders. You know, I'm used to just hooping and just.
Stop fucking pulling on, man. You know,
I feel like I've never played sick in front of Jermaine either, so, like,
I don't know.
No, I seen you teed up.
You see me teed up.
Right? I seen you teed up.
I was fishing for that.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, shit, you did that. Nigga.
You ain't never seen me before.
I think I saw stories and shit, but I don't know how many takes.
Yeah, I be taking them stories. Sometimes I'm taking stores.
Anyways. Damn, we had a late.
Yo, y'all niggas fucking finish your Christmas shopping?
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm feeling different about Christmas this year on me.
What do you mean?
Actually, every year since I've got a mustache and I had to buy shit for people, I've been feeling different about Christmas.
Facts.
I just feel like it's just fucking. I just feel like I'm getting gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Just but, to do it.
I mean,
it's stress. Why is there stress on Christmas? You know what I mean?
There's not stress.
I'm tripping.
You're really stressed. You be thinking too much.
Yeah, I think Christmas. Yeah,
sure. You gotta think too much to fucking to figure out gifts. What niggas want. Yeah, yeah, but I'm trying to think less.
I don't give shit gifts.
It's not you. It's the people who you surround yourself with that.
You're one of them. Yeah, we're all of them right here. He's looking at them.
Yeah, finishing. Jermaine never bought me a Christmas present in my life.
Ooh, shade.
I'm saying, if you get like a Christmas giving group or whatever, and people are just like really content with like small, like gifts, it's not a big deal. But it's like when you start giving out, you know what I'm talking about, like crazy expensive movie gift cards and shit. Niggas be expecting stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm playing like
expensive movie gift cards. Yeah, $30 is like
buying Xboxes, it gets crazy.
I think at this point, nobody knows what they want. Like what would you want for
nigga,
Christmas?
Nigga, if I want some
you
shit,
ask for anything, what would you ask for Christmas?
What I want for Christmas? For
yeah, my class.
Who am I asking?
Me.
What would you want? Oh, I'd be fine with some cozy slippers. Some cozy house slippers
and a switch.
Silk rope.
That's a good
and
ass.
And a switch.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's expensive. See what I mean? That's
yeah, no. See, I'm
$400.
$300.
No, plus the robe and the slippers.
It's like $450. It's like $480, like game included, all that.
Yeah, Canadian, anyways.
$450.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Huh. Bro, you got one.
Quit playing. As a gift,
I ain't buy it. Yeah. Got it as a gift.
You see,
that was, bro, remember that. Remember the gift? First.
What?
You could go ahead.
I bet. How you doing, Julian?
Yeah, I remember the first year dad called me and said, yo, just keeping it real with you. I'm like, I'm not buying you guys a Christmas gift this year. He's like, yo, honestly, yeah, like, man. Just you guys are old now and shit.
Yo, shout out Richie, man.
Like, honestly, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm just getting a gift for
last
no reason.
Year, I seen you getting gifts.
Birthdays and shit. He does birthdays and shit, but Christmas, he can't have them.
Birthdays is, he will call us and say, what do you want? Like, yo,
it's four
trying
individuals.
To get you gifts. I'm like, bro.
Your dad's a very funny guy.
Bro, he's mad lazy with it. Just straight
bro,
up.
Bro, I
yo,
feel him though.
Nah, but I understand. Like, I don't particularly like. I just chill. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah. Nah, I like getting gifts that mean something. I like so it's like, bro. If I know you need something, or if like, I like gifts that present some emotion or some like feeling to like, even if it's like you just being a little bit surprised. Like, I'm like, all right, that's cool. Because someone can give me something really small, and I'm like, oh shit,
I didn't expect like, this. Yeah.
You remember when you were a kid and then you'd go to like your aunt's house like 3 weeks after Christmas, like, oh, here's a Christmas gift. Like, oh, the fuck,
it was always a piece of shit.
It was always like some fucking shit. That's
that was
gift, like,
from the Bay.
It was that little.
That shit was so hard, bro. Just looking at my relatives that I love so much, and they just give me shit gifts. I'm like, I don't know how to.
But, like,
bro,
yo,
I don't know how to sell this.
I'm gonna get sick in the white boxes.
Yeah, come on, facts. Put it on right now.
right
now.
Bro, put that shit in front. Nah, like, how'd you present that shit when they're like,
put it on right now and take a picture right
put
now.
Put on my robe right now.
Yeah, it's nice.
What? Say it again.
Johnny,
I'm the worst at getting gifts. Cause, like, I don't get surprised when I get gifts. I'm just not.
Me neither, bro.
Ever.
I don't get surprised
if I like it. Like, I wouldn't really smile for too long.
Bro, you could buy me a fucking, you could buy me a house. I'll just be like, yo, thanks, man.
Yeah, 100%.
Handshake shit.
Nah, if you get something like
I can't like jump and scream and shit.
I receive
not in my
gifts
blood.
The best, bro. I fucking ooh. I sell that shit, bro. I'll be like, oh my god, I put that shit on right. You ain't gotta tell me you put it on. I put that
nah,
shit.
Don't
on.
Get me wrong.
Bro,
wait,
even if you don't like it, don't like
every
it?
Year
no,
I get. A,
I mean,
every,
no, I like,
yeah,
like.
I don't care. Like
even when I like shit though,
it's gotta appreciate gifts like that. Like
no, I do appreciate
even
gifts.
When I like shit.
Appreciate gifts, but it's just
well, yeah,
like,
but he's different. Like everybody shows are different. That's
very hard. I don't like receiving gifts because I don't like
the attention,
bro. I'd rather open a gift. I don't open gifts in my closet.
On my birthday, I'd rather you not sing to me.
I'll text you how I feel about it.
You the type of nigga that like people to sing happy birthday to you.
Not at all. You I just started celebrating,
bro. Happy birthday is too long,
bro.
You right.
Fucking say shit.
I don't
once.
Like that shit.
I don't like that since I was a kid.
Like, that's the type of shit. I don't like that attention of, like, oh, everyone look at the birthday boy.
Yeah.
Everyone look at Trey.
Like
he's
that
over
shit,
there.
You made us go to Great Wolf Lodge for your birthday and shit.
This nigga. I did. Like, that was a good ass time,
bro. We was at Great Wolf
that was
Lodge.
It. But I ain't sing. Y'all ain't sing for me, though.
Man, shout out to Water Slide.
Yeah,
y'all sing?
Water Slide's crazy.
I think we did. I think your dad got a cake and we were singing, no, don't go there.
Yo, man. That was a funny ass.
Don't go there. Just move on. I'm watching. I'm looking at this article, right?
Yeah.
Yo, this nigga.
Wait, what is that about?
This nigga said, "Just move on because of the time at Great Wolf Lodge that we always tell the story."
Because like it's not even like it's not even embarrassing, but it's like y'all making it embarrassing.
Bro, you know honestly, like, it was a not, funny fucking. I wasn't even
no,
gonna yo, tell
just,
it.
Just nothing's funny about it. Nothing's funny about it.
It was hilarious.
Nothing's funny about it.
Yo, all you played it out.
Everyone's left out. We're just gonna continue on. It was just a childhood story.
Okay, go ahead.
You said nah.
Yo, my guys honestly, know the struggle though. Growing
honestly,
up,
yeah, like, I wasn't even gonna say it. Like,
a plus size boy, plus size little child. I was chubby, bro.
I'm trying to be a plus size model right now. Holla at me.
I was chubby.
ASOS plus size line.
Bro, I was a chubby kid, and then I knew it, and then all my friends for some reason were just jacked and had abs. How long you had abs all your life? I bet.
Yeah, Shells had an 8-pack when he was in.
Bro,
like,
all my fucking friends had 8-packs. I remember like. When girls my age like started to have a fascination with abs and are going around, do you have abs? And then like my friends were like showing their abs and shit.
Oh yeah, niggas was on the MySpace.
Yeah, and then they asked, they come around to me. I'm trying to fucking do other shit.
Oh my getting God. Harassed,
bro.
Goddamn,
do you have abs?
Do you remember the time?
No, I'm working on.
Do you remember the time when Vanetta did me dirty?
Yeah, it's ringing the bell.
Bro,
it's ringing the bell.
This girl, violated? it was the summertime. I got fucking violated, son. It was the summertime.
Oh, your shirt was wet.
Facts. Summertime, bro. It was a summertime.
Worst
and
nightmare.
She came out of any like we were having like water fights and shit. Like it was towards the end of the year.
I thought I was next.
So we were having a water fight, and then like I wasn't playing. I wasn't participating because I wasn't trying to get wet. Because like big boy, my shirt's gonna stick to me. So I wasn't trying to do all that.
You gotta think.
So,
yo, you think about this shit more.
Yeah. So
think about it so much.
So this girl comes up to me and she says, "Aha, Trey."
Oh
the
shit!
The whole water bottle, oh, and I'm there no. like, "Oh, girl." Vanetta, you crazy. Holy. And I'm holding it. And then she comes and she grabs my shirt and she's like holding it from the bottom and she says, it's okay. And like flashes and then Spanks looks under. Lifts up my whole shirt. I thought I was taking off my shirt.
I think she said, ew.
Bro, my shirt was over my head. She dropped the shit and said, ew.
I think she said, ew. Bro.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
That was such nigga, a man a down.
A thousand fucking crunches that night.
Dog, I swear to God. I seen it all happen. That was such down, like a son. Man down moment for me where it's like, I your dog that, is getting bro. Wet up. And he's like, bro, I can help him. But I know if I go out, I'm going to get way worse. Yeah. So I was kind of like, not
bro,
really
I remember, yo, Deverton fucking put me on blast one time.
Yeah.
I was, older brother Ryan, fucking jacked since a kid, abs, 8-pack.
Yeah.
All his friends were jacked too. And then, like, I think I was taking off my sweater, some shit. And my shirt got caught. I wasn't thinking about it. I got caught slipping. I was like, he's fat. And yo, that nigga had a fucking beard at the time. And I'm like, bro, I'm a baby. I'm like 8 years old.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was scarred, bro.
I used to get
you think
made
about
fun
it.
Of all the time.
Yeah, bro, just getting invited to pool parties?
You don't go to pool parties.
You can't go to pool parties.
No,
you can't
like, go. Trampolines, you don't really be going on those because your shirt's going to fly.
Unless you tuck your shit in. It's crazy, though, because, like, yo, as a kid, I slowly started getting, like, trying to gain confidence. Like, yo, fuck this shit.
That's all it is. Yo, that's all it's about. Yo, shout out all y'all struggling with that shit, man. Fuck that, man. Live in your motherfucking skin. Where's the bomb? Rock with that shit.
Nah, that's
sell
facts.
That shit, yo.
That's facts. Yo, you can grow up. You can just.
I wouldn't say rock with it, but be confident. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Be confident. If you're not happy with yourself, yo, you can make but changes.
And if you are,
work out.
If you're not, you can
make
work
changes.
Like,
but where you are right now, exactly, currently,
cool
nigga,
you good? Yo, straight I remember. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like that shit was like the best. My childhood was amazing, bro. Mm-hmm. I went through like so many like ups and downs, and that's when I got to realize as like, a man, as a person, like
just
yo.
Limited.
I don't really like shit. I got to change shit.
Yeah.
But basically, to end off the story, we all went to Great Wolf Lodge, but we were all self-conscious of our bodies and shit like that. And then my man Drew.
Oh.
Bro, it's literally not funny. Like,
it's not.
Jermaine, you know it's not funny. It's just like, damn, nigga, like you it's did
just,
that.
It's yeah, it's like, funny. Yo, confident.
It was just, he was like, just confident, like bro. Like
I'm he my, sold that shit. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Because, yo, I was like, all right, we're walking to the water park and then like, I know what he was going through because I was thinking the exact same shit. I'm like, damn.
So fucked
you know
up
what I'm saying?
No
my body's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm a 14-year-old boy. My body's like not where I want to be right now. You know what I'm saying? All my friends are jacked and shit.
Bro, I
so I'm thinking about
really
it.
Too.
And then I know, I'm like, yo, I know my nigga Jewel. He on the same side. I am.
Trey on the same side. We're all thinking
bro,
about
bro.
It. But we used to roast each other.
I
had a beer belly, bro. Like, we used to roast each other. I drank Coronas from 8 and I was 12 now. Like, bro, my stomach was bad.
It was just one shit. Just one fucking, I don't know what it was. Whatever. So I know he's thinking about it. I know we're all thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then they were walking in. And then he takes it off from like, he takes his shirt off from from like the fucking, he took his shirt off from like the reception. I'm like, we're not even in the water park yet. So he's like, yo, I'm thinking, oh, he's like trying to get over with. Jermaine. And as soon as he did that, I'm like, fuck, man, this nigga got it.
Jermaine, we weren't at a reception.
Bro, you're far.
I do agree we was before the damn water park. I agree we was before the water
nigga,
park.
You got out of the car and took off your shirt.
No, nigga.
Bro.
Didn't even wear a shirt
we're all right walking there. Slow as fuck towards the fucking
didn't bring any shirts.
Bro, we weren't even at the water park entrance. The door's open. I turn around. This nigga has his shirt off already.
Yo, I
was
so jealous that you got it over with.
I'm like, fuck. Damn, this nigga is different. That's why I knew I'm like, hey, I'm rocking with this nigga.
I'm not going to let y'all say it was a reception, but I will say it was a
we were our feet weren't wet
definitely
yet.
Very
nah,
far.
Definitely very dry.
My feet weren't even yet, yeah.
We was walking towards the door. Took it out.
Oh man!
Before, in the direction
so
of the
what
door.
So like, what? Like, what was that? Why did you do that? What were you thinking?
Get it over with.
Yeah, it's like
I feel you.
It's like I don't know, man. I can't compare it to anything unless you've been there. Like you don't really know.
Mm-hmm. It's just it was just funny because like we all talk about it. Like when we get invited to like pool parties or whatever, if like someone's having a summer party, we'd all like kind of talk about that shit.
Right.
So it was funny that it was just us four alone. We went to Niagara Falls. We went to this like indoor water park, and then like no one really said anything when we usually do say like. Yo, nah, I ain't trying to take off my shirt. I got off abs yet.
Nigga, I'll swim in a sweater.
It was just funny because, like, he just came out and, like, boom. Like, it's there. Like, what's up?
It was, like, way earlier than
shout out to self-confidence,
we were really
man.
Young that time. Yeah.
Bro, how are kids just fucking jacked right from the start?
Bro, my cousin.
I mean, you don't have to do shit.
Bro, it's...
Oh, my God.
40-pack.
Yeah, 40-pack.
Chiseled.
2 years old and shit.
Chiseled.
It's kind of nice when you have to like glow up though. Like when
yeah,
you
oh,
have to break
for sure.
The mold
nah,
like,
I'm lazy, yeah. Nigga. I'm trying to just lay down and get jacked.
Yeah. Yo, if I
I'm mature, like, what?
It's nice putting in the work and being one way and then coming out another way. You just feel good about yourself.
Damn, I was really crying.
Yeah.
What?
That's fucked up.
What you want to say?
What's up? Huh? Some immature shit. I just said. What?
Whatever, Nick.
Fuck it. Listen. What article were you talking about earlier? Like 40 minutes ago?
Oh, I wasn't being serious. But yeah, there's an article about, is, I don't know. I just clicked it randomly. It's a hot 10 grossing apps on iPhone. I don't know. Some weird shit.
Yo, y'all ever have like a moment with like your boys? I know we've had one. All right, guys.
Speak for yourself.
Look, have you ever had like a moment with like your close friends or shit? Like, speaking to y'all too. And some shit happens that's like mad funny. And you know within your like your little circle is funny. But you don't want to laugh or you don't know if you should laugh.
Of course.
For you guys, I'm resorting to the Vancouver donkey moment.
Just us?
Oh, yeah, like it's just like involved. You see something really funny.
Yeah.
Huh?
When we're in public.
Yeah, you're in public you're with like a different crew of people or whatever, and then they do something funny and you're like, yo, I want to burst out laughing. Like, you try to hold it in.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Are you just like a nigga to let that out?
Nah.
You'll hold it in?
I just can't help it.
I will let that loose.
Yo, I'll let it. I try my best.
I can't fucking help it.
I will.
I'll probably hold it. I'll probably say something like funny, like, where they think I'm with them, but like I'm really laughing.
Oh, of course. Yo, I got techniques, bro.
I got techniques before I get caught. Yeah.
It's so easy. We played off.
Just to get it out. Just to get it out in a different way.
I've seen some confused faces, though. Yeah. Very confused.
We were once in a position where it's like we could play it off 3-4 times, but like it was something that was going to keep happening throughout the night. This girl was sick and she was coughing, but like.
But she was laughing hard, too.
The jokes were hidden and she was just laughing really hard.
But you know when the laugh confuses with the cough?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's just not good. It's embarrassing.
But it's the way she was letting it out, bro. It wasn't even just, like, it's the way, like, you seen that meme going around right now where it's like, this is how little kids call.
Oh, the cat, yeah, yeah.
Bro, it's just the way she was letting it out. She was letting it out too, like, aggressive. It was like, damn, like, you really sick right now.
But show that on the screen.
That little picture. I like that picture. That picture point. That is how kids call.
But, like, yeah, like, she was just, she kept on going. Them,
bro, I just hate making people, I feel bad.
You want a cookie?
I hate making people feel bad and think that, like, I'm laughing at them and shit. I mean, knowing that. I'm laughing at them.
Bro. Weren't we just talking about this like last episode? And I was saying like, we were talking about something about laughing. I don't know if it's a...
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Damn, I don't know.
I'm going to forget every fucking thing I said. I forgot what I said last time.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say.
Listen, anyways.
Man, fuck chocolate chip, man. Give me the Oreo the oatmeal raisins.
Yo, listen. What's one thing y'all would do? I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching some Fear Factor shit. If you had to skydive or shark cage dive, whatever that shit's called, what would you do?
Swim with sharks, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, sharks is such an easy bailout. Swim with them niggas?
Huh?
A shark cage is such an easy
bailout.
That shit
fucking breaks a lot, though.
Yo, sharks open cages?
Yeah, I've seen some shark attacks in cages.
Honestly, I skydive. I
jump out of a plane.
I think I want to skydive.
I would never.
I'm terrified of sharks. See me in the air. I don't want to do that.
You'll never see me in the air by the time falling down from the fucking sky.
Oh yeah, no.
That's some fuck nigga shit, bro. My ancestors would be like, "Yo, what the fuck are you doing, bro?"
Like, imagine if you
nigga
go out
stand on the ground and fucking.
Come on, where'd that chocolate chip cookie go?
Fulfill your purpose.
Imagine if you go out that way. Like,
wait, y'all niggas want some?
No, no.
You want this one?
Y'all don't fucking oatmeal shit?
Nah,
I don't fuck with that shit.
I thought you bought that shit by accident.
No, that was very on purpose. I thought y'all niggas bought that stupid shit by accident. What is that? Cookies and fucking chocolate?
Chocolate chip cookies, bro. I thought you bought that.
Nah, nigga, that's all cartoon shit. That's the same as eating a pepperoni pizza by itself.
It's
the exact same shit. Nigga, that's the most basic cookie. You say cookie and you fuck. What's the first cookie that pops up?
Because there's one thing in
chip,
it,
nigga.
Yes, it is, nigga. What is it?
Fucking the shit,
bro. You're making shit up now.
A pepperoni pizza is still blessed, though.
Because it's popping.
A pepperoni pizza is still blessed, though.
It's whack.
Yeah, it is still blessed.
This is where you start, nigga.
In New York, a pepperoni pizza is
blessed. This is an upgrade. This is level 4 cookie.
Bro, if I go...
Oatmeal?
Yes.
No, nigga,
you work your way up. This is where you start.
You can get some crazy chocolate.
Nigga, the first cookie I ate as a baby was a chocolate chip cookie.
You can get...
I'm over it.
Okay, it's a little exotic, but eating an oatmeal cookie is like... It's like anchovy pizza, bro.
That shit is nasty.
Chocolate chip cookie?
Oatmeal raisin cookie, or whatever the fuck that is. It's like anchovy pizza.
You know what it is.
Like anchovies and cheese by itself, and this is pepperoni, and I'm cool with that.
Anyways,
fuck that.
Y'all niggas tripping. I don't give a fuck about shit.
Listen,
I don't care about anything. Shout out to Kodak, man. Y'all heard that? What's that one track? Fucking crazy.
Calling My Spirit.
Calling My Spirit.
Man,
Close to the Grave.
That one. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Kodak went off. His
y'all feel the pain in
there? Nice. I do. I feel like
I didn't hear that yet.
Munching and shit.
Huh?
For real.
Shout out to ASMR. Y'all fuck with ASMR, by the way?
Nah.
I feel like you would.
I never got into it.
I don't.
I know.
Y'all, hold on. Yo, me? Important question.
The fuck?
On some freak nigga.
I thought you wanted to say important question.
What?
He said important question. I thought he said
important question.
Important question.
Like, I said what?
You said important question.
When I say that?
You said important. Oh, he thought you said
Shell's
important.
A freak.
Yo, that's too loud. Yo, y'all set the volume. You guys said the volume.
This is Shell's a freak.
I'm about to walk out, nigga.
Blew my shit off.
Bro, you guys said the volume. I told you I didn't know.
Honestly, I did. I did not know it would be that loud. All right.
God damn.
Now we know the thunder one is really loud. Anyways, we'll fix that in post. Press it.
That was thunder?
He hit that motherfucker hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
My bad.
That better be a fact what you said.
Trust me, bear ratings.
Oh, my God. Wrong button.
Who said that?
Anyways, I had a question for y'all I wanted to get off tonight.
Fuck your fucking question,
bitch.
Oh, shit.
Do y'all watch Friends?
Are you stalling for some Friends?
Mm-hmm.
What, like?
Like the show?
Yeah, what? You watch it by Netflix?
Oh, okay.
No, I just started Friends.
So. Yo, fuck what you talking
about. Yeah, I like
Friends. I'm fucking with it.
Me too.
Fuck what you talking about. Y'all think Thanos is going to win? Do you think Thanos is going to crunch all the superheroes again?
Thanos? Wait, yo, so many movies coming out, man. I'm fucking lost.
Harry Potter.
We watched Ultimate Avengers. What is it called?
Thanos. Thanos.
You think
Bad
Thanos is going
to...
So
what's happening? Catch me up. I'm out of the loop.
I don't know.
We watched the movie together.
Harry I fell asleep. Potter. There's a pole in front
Thanos
of me.
Thanos is a nigga with the gauntlet.
But you were asleep.
Yeah, with the fucking glove.
Yeah, you just...
I was awake and I fell asleep.
Update. He was up.
I think
Thanos...
I would never lie about fucking being asleep.
What?
They think I'm lying about being asleep, but I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Honestly,
I don't like
superheroes.
What was that
I wasn't
movie,
cautious,
one
nigga.
Time, remember he was sleeping in the movie and he was snoring and shit?
It's a regular thing, nigga, I told you.
But the thing is, it wasn't even a loud snore, whereas, like, niggas wasn't sure if he was
The movie was
or
just
not.
Quiet.
No, bro.
It was
your
a Ross what, a quiet place?
Your mouth was
fucking...
open, bro. Niggas, huh?
What movie were you watching?
Like,
what's
bro,
a quiet
like,
movie?
You're in public.
What was a quiet movie?
A Quiet Place.
That quiet ass shit. Y'all hear how fucking quiet the movie was?
This guy's head was back and he's just making, like, little baby snores. So it wasn't enough that we could, like, nudge you and say, stop, nigga, but
yeah, what the fuck
bro, I'd be tired of y'all shit.
I'd
be going to bed on y'all niggas.
Whimpering.
Bro, yeah, I can't sleep in public like that, bro. I just can't
stay awake.
I said I can't sleep in public.
I can't.
You don't sleep on planes?
Not, like, okay, yeah, I guess so. But, like, I have to be really be tired.
Sometimes
like.
You see some motherfuckers just knocked out, bro. Like,
I really have to be
honestly,
tired.
I have to hold my head a lot of the time, bro.
Yeah, I don't like sleeping in public, bro. Like, if I knock, I knock. But
Shell's
like,
a sleepy guy. In Miami, you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have to hold my head sometimes. I'll be like, yo, I shouldn't be sleeping
in
here.
You sleep in the airport? In China?
No.
In China?
Oh, in China? Yeah. Because I was there like 24
sleep,
hours. I was
you're fucking drooling all over the place.
But when I tell you, what I say before I go to sleep, wash my back. Then I went out to watch my back.
Hold me down for 30 minutes.
Damn,
that was the worst time of my life.
Vince was trending, and I'm like, I got scared. I thought something happened to Vince Carter. But no.
Shout out to Vince.
You heard me, nigga. Y'all think Vince Carter was the best Raptor?
No, Kawhi is.
Y'all think?
Y'all seen a guy? I don't even fucking know.
What do you mean?
Kawhi's not the best Raptor, you think?
So why do you mean?
Kawhi's a better player than Vince is.
Exactly.
Was. So. Bro, DeRozan was a better Raptor than Vince, bro.
DeRozan?
Yeah. Mm. Check the stats, bro. Check the stats.
Stats are up there, no?
This nigga just want to see dunks and shit.
Who,
that's
me?
That's his problem. No,
oh, this nigga? Yeah, he don't be knowing
shit. He just
want
to see dunks and shit. He don't really know about basketball.
Remember the sickest dunks? Get him on.
Nah, but like realistically.
Realistically, what?
Kawhi,
nigga?
Yeah, nah, Kawhi's a better player.
All right, dude.
I just froze up.
Backpedal like a
because it's just like, nah, because I saw this debate on Six Buzz. Shout out Six Buzz, but they're trying to debate DeMar or Kawhi, or, and then like saying Kawhi's really? Better. Yeah.
Kawhi's better than DeMar.
I think Kawhi's better than DeMar. Shout out to DeMar, though. He did his thing.
Shout out to my dog, Kawhi.
Shout out to basketball.
Yeah.
Someone told me Kawhi was from Scarborough, and I believed it. For a cool minute, I'm like, wait, I thought this guy was from Chicago.
Taking for a Guelph Ute.
A Guelph
Kawhi?
Nah, that's a Saga Ute.
Nah.
How quiet he is and shit?
Kawhi?
Fat Joe would be from
Saga
one.
Men's are quiet?
I know beer sock quiet you. Saga Men's, bro.
Where would Birdman be from if you live?
Kawhi's the Ute that went out to Orangeville and like learned how to hoop really sick.
In Orangeville?
In Orangeville, yeah.
I don't think that ever happens.
The Guelph Ute stuff.
Guelph?
I think everyone just leaves Orangeville.
Yeah, bro, you take your G2 and you leave, bro.
No, go there for your
G2. Yo, where y'all niggas trying to retire, by the way? Speaking of Orangeville.
Fuck. Tokyo.
Tokyo? That's where you're trying to go out?
That's where I'm trying to retire.
Where y'all trying to go out?
Every time you want to come home, it's going to be a long-ass flight.
Me?
I'm home. Tokyo's home.
I'm trying to retire. Bro.
Like the last place to go before you can't fly anymore because it's dangerous.
Shit. No comments, though.
I don't even know wherever I'm at. That's pretty cool.
You know what? For me to answer that question, I'll just base it on probably Canada because I just feel like this is where you know, like retirement's retirement.
I said Canada.
Toronto, Canada. This is where I retire just because I know this place more. So
but it's too fucking cold here.
I said I retire in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm tired of this cold shit. Yeah. Whoever's
I will retire in Toronto, like bro, downtown, a nice condo, like
bro's gonna be beer traffic. And
right by Drizzy's house. I'm fucking retired here, bro.
It's got a nice condo.
Nah,
bro, you go to the gardens in Pembroke Pines or something, bro.
Like, yeah, I'm going out in New Zealand.
I'll go. Nah, not bro, New Zealand. Cause y'all got fucking tarantulas.
It's rainy and shit.
I'm about to fuck. I'm old, nigga.
You don't bring your wrinkly and shit.
What?
Remember the what?
Hold on.
In New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah, on some fuck y'all shit, on some like on my own shit.
You about to say something?
Anyways, remember the fucking mountain lion where someone was hiking? Trust me, someone was hiking. We were watching a video. Someone was hiking and they saw a mountain lion. They're like, "Oh my god, look, a mountain lion! Let's follow it." And they follow this fucking mountain lion down the path. They turn the corner. Mountain lion's just there, like,
same
fucking look I told you guys that the animals do when they don't know you. The mountain lion did it. He's chilling on the top and he says, "Who the fuck is that?" And
who's that?
And he lowered his head, and then they're just like, "Yo, fuck!" Like, start walking away. But like, why would you follow a mountain lion? Why do you follow anything? Even if I see a fucking cat, I'm not following that shit, or a dog, bro. Like, why are you following that shit?
I just can't even say I'm sorry, bro.
Shout out! Oh my god,
I'm sorry, bro.
Shout out,
that fucking raccoon video. Hey, I don't think I'll ever.
God. Yo,
so upset. Many good videos.
I said like. Everyone's kind of saying, why are you doing that in public? So he made a tweet. He said, all my wrongs have been made public. I figure it's only right that my apologies are made public, too. A nigga was just trying to, thank God I ain't got no balloons. What?
A nigga was just trying.
Thank God, God what?
Just trying.
I don't know, God, it's funny when goons try to, like, apologize. That's what I'm trying to say.
What'd he say? Read it again.
I kind of hear him, though.
I don't even want to read it.
Y'all niggas put everything out anyway. So
he said something about balloons, bro.
I'm
sorry, bro. I can't believe that shit.
I just can't even say I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
I don't know. We talked about that last episode. I didn't really understand why he did that. But, I mean, I guess I get it. All of my wrongs I made public. I figure it's the only right way that my apologies I made public, too. A nigga was just trying. Thank God I ain't got no balloons.
Sheesh.
Wait, that's what he said?
I kind of feel him on that, yeah.
That's classic right there, bro. That's going down in history.
I'm sorry, bro. Imagine that shit worked.
To be honest though,
you
put it that way.
Exactly. Like after she made that video, like talking about like how she felt about it. I don't know. Like she was kind of in a way. She was like, "Yo, I'm not saying I'm not. I'm not saying I am." So I feel like,
I feel like it's working, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it's working, bro. And like that's the thing. Like you gotta understand. A lot of people are giving Offset a hard time, but it's like, bro, that nigga not just finna wait around the crib for her to come back. Like,
yo, I saw niggas online getting mad at.
What do you mean?
If he wants her back, you know, you gotta put some shit into action.
Yeah, take action.
You know what I'm saying?
I saw people online getting mad at Cardi's manager because she let Offset do that. Did she let Offset do that?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she let Offset do that. And then people were like, people are always mad at shit, but they're mad at her. So, man, what do you guys think? What are your guys' thoughts on that? What do you guys think?
On what?
If I'd be mad at my manager or something like that?
Yeah. Just saying that she needs to fire her manager and get someone like professional.
I don't know if I'd fire her, but I'd definitely blaze her.
You think she's in the wrong for that? Yeah. Or is she doing something nice for her friend?
I think hard because, it's as a manager, on a personal level, like she knows Offset coming out is going to strike some hits on the internet. So as a manager, it's a good look because it gets some pop. It gives some like pop around it's Cardi's name. Move.
Yeah, for sure.
So it could have been a business move. And two, like she is wrong. On the next time, she is wrong. You know what I mean? But it's like, fuck.
I just think it's one of those things that like, why do we even have an opinion on that? Like,
yo, honestly, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care, my nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, fuck everything. Fuck
not
shit.
To say to your question, but like,
nah, I feel you. Okay. I don't see us saying the same shit. Yeah.
Everything. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Who cares, nigga?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, I don't see shit, and who gives a fuck,
bro? Go to bed.
Continue on your day.
Bro.
That's it.
Like, bro, honestly, there's so many people on the internet with different thoughts, and like, they're gonna be fucked up. They're gonna be different from yours. Why would you be mad? Just like lock your phone, and then like,
it's always funny when someone kind of proves them wrong.
Bro, if you just hold down the power button
shit and people prove it wrong, it's like, bro,
it's like, it's like now if you think any differently, like automatically it's just like like fuck you type shit. Like, bro, niggas always been different. Like, what's so different about it now? Like, people just got different shits, bro. The fuck,
you know. So basically what Julian's trying to say is he thinks Jacquees is the king of R&B right now.
Yes, we're on the same page. We can agree we're on the same page.
Did you guys see
the
video of him in sweat? Holy fuck.
Yes, I did.
That was crazy.
It was funny. Wasn't he a rapper first?
Who is this Jacquees? Nigga?
Bro, wasn't he rapping with Lil Wayne? I feel like the first time I seen him, he was like rapping.
Nah, he was always singing.
That was fucking little,
fucking Chucky.
Yeah.
I thought
it was three of them. Yeah, there's like three Jacquees.
Isn't Jacquees Baby Quavo?
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
So is he Baby Weezy or Baby Quavo?
Maybe Baby T-Pain because he sings.
Shout out to T-Pain, man.
Honestly, I see it as like a
so nice.
Jacquees knows he's not the king of shit. Like, come on now.
It's controversial.
I feel like he's just saying it because
this is some 6ix9ine shit, bro.
Yeah, why would you not say that though?
This is some 6ix9ine shit.
On trend to be boastful nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
basically,
that's really what it is.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like now he has all this attention on him, like good or bad. Like he can sing, you know what I'm saying? But. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who the king. I don't give a fuck who the king is, nigga. I don't give a fuck. My iPod.
But who is the king?
Nigga, I'm the king.
Sway Lee, nigga.
Me, bitch.
Or Ace. Who's the king of R&B? Sway Lee or ASAP?
Sway Lee.
Excuse me.
Bro, do you hear Sway Lee in all this recent
feedback? Honestly, guys, it's not. Why go back? You know?
I'm joking. Yeah, I said R&B.
ASAP,
yeah.
It's how he dropped some crazy vids, man. Yeah, shout out to
He got some
TDE
vids,
dropping crazy vids. Shout out to TDE. These damn chips.
These chips. Go ahead.
Yo, don't let me eat another one of these chocolates, though.
Bro. They're good, right?
Yeah, but like,
it's amazing.
Some sugar, though.
Okay. Bro, you're skinny. It's going to make another ad pop out.
You right.
This guy said, you right, damn. Anyways. What were we just talking about?
Bro, there has to be a limit to how good you can make these fucking chips.
I just want to eat like food every day, like burgers every day. What, like if you work out, like aren't you good? If you work out every day for like the bad shit you eat, you just work it out.
That's what they say, Stone.
Like I see someone dipping a burger into cheese, and it's just like
that's how you stay normal. You work out and eat bad, you just stay normal for the
whole life. Stay normal. That's it.
I'm fine with being normal.
I'm super fine with being normal. Yo, you know what's crazy? That fucking this funny Mike kid really trolled 21 Savage for that long.
Oh yeah, the 22 Savage shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want a cookie?
Just take one.
Out. Is he still doing that?
Nah, he's like back to being a comedian again.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, bro, that's crazy.
That was whack, dude. I didn't fuck with that shit.
What? I never. Honestly, I have one song on my iPod.
Of 22 Savage.
Yeah. It's called like Pay For It or something like that. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, that sounds kind of crazy.
Shot it, make me pay.
It's kind of bad. I mean, it's kind of good.
Shout out to 22 Savage. It was all right.
Wow.
Yeah, I can never find the perfect setup for my mic, but I keep adjusting this shit.
Yeah, I keep this is it. Shit.
I'm leaving it. Yo, it's hot. This shit.
Bro, this fucking fireplace fucking fire is hot as shit.
I'm trying. Honestly, I'm melting because it looks nice on camera. Looks nice in the frame, but I'm yeah. fucking melting. I'm thinking.
Can we
about
turn it off?
It's gonna fuck up the vibe. You know the continuity thing.
Yeah.
Fine. If you're listening, it doesn't matter.
Cause we just cut.
If
shit.
You're watching,
but we're suffering.
We're doing this for you guys.
Yeah, this shit is way too hot.
Thought about taking my hoodie off like three times. Sorry,
so you know, serious when you feel the bead of sweat roll down, the fucking crack your ass.
Oh shit!
I'm on G.
Yo, honestly, I'm
on some like, normal shit.
That brings up a
on some mature shit.
That brings up a topic. I remember one time I was having a bad laundry day. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I just had
what
to
is a bad laundry day?
Listen, let me tell you. Everything
everything is dirty.
What the
guys
fuck?
Had a lot of those days.
A bad laundry bro, day is when everything is dirty. Is dirty.
Yo, everything. Yo. First off, it should never get to that.
It shouldn't, but it shouldn't get to that. But shout out to all my mans out there with the bad laundry days.
It gets like
they get it. It's just everything's dirty. You got to resort. To the, like
busy.
The boxers with
I'm
holes in them,
shit.
The boxers that don't fit properly. So, anyways,
was it your last pair?
It was. I was down to my last pair. Like I was at the point where I was seeing like dust in the bottom of my drawer. I'm like, yo, like, yo. fucking pennies and shit. I'm like, nah, I got to do my laundry. But anyways, we're going out.
That's what you said.
Yeah, that's when I said it. So we're going out, and I put on these like this pair of boxers. I'm like, yo, these are like my. I have last resorts, and I have last resorts. Anyways,
these
I'm
are
wearing
the
them.
You forgot to throw out.
Yeah, yeah, them shits. So I'm wearing them, and then I was we're doing something together, like all of us together, and I was like bending down trying to pick something up, and I'm like, yo, I'm a pretty
cold?
Aware guy. You feel me? I'm pretty aware about my surroundings. I'm pretty aware about what I'm doing. And I'm like, I'm like picking something up. I'm like, yo, like something doesn't feel right. Like, something I felt like I was being watched. I felt like, I don't know, just you know what I mean. Like something was out, and I just turned around to Julian, and he gave me the look like, yeah, see your ass.
Yeah,
bro.
I just felt bad for him.
Yo, first off,
this guy had like four. I remember the holes started to stink, bro. Like four scatter was
bro.
Like
why did you? Why do
like,
you? Why did you wash that
and small
and
hole.
Put it back? Because you have to fold them each individually. Why would you keep putting it back,
bro? Because you never know.
There's
I feel
four
them
holes.
Still. I feel them. I
you
feel
just
them.
Never know.
I'd go commando before I do that.
Bro, yeah,
that was the next. That was gonna be my next shower.
Yo, matter of fact, if you're gonna sag, if you sag your pants, don't ever wear fucking skin tone boxers, bro. Why would you do that to everyone, bro?
Bro, Tremont's a king.
It's gotta be so distracting.
High school, he has so many skin tones.
Yeah. So I found a pair of boxers.
Get it? Three hues darker.
I found a pair of boxes that came in the three pack, and I'm like, yo, these colors are sick. But one of them was brown. Oh. And I didn't know that it looked like my skin until I put them on. And then Julian was like, yo, your ass is out. This is when I was in high school, so I was
bro,
sagging.
I
like,
thought his butt was
I was Soulja Boy sagging my pants. Like, and every time it looked like my
t-shirt.
Ass is out.
Yeah.
Yeah
oh, that was a phase,
t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small
t-shirts
and
baggy
pants.
Jeans. Baggy skinny jeans.
I swear your ass was out.
All right, we're back. I'm gonna give it a clap.
Why are we clapping?
Hey, happy birthday!
Right. Did I know your clap? All
right, look. All right. How y'all? Shells just brought up a topic while we were switching batteries. How y'all feel?
How
when
fucking
when
hot it is!
It's hot. But how you feel when your girl get like a cut? Y'all be paying attention to like hairstyles and shit and like
of course,
what they want to do.
Yo,
like,
I'm the most
for sure
observant man,
half male
companion.
What do you mean when they, like what?
Like when, I, like when your shorty's getting like a
new hairstyle,
like, cutting their hair.
If you wear a weave, she get a new weave.
I mean, I was
do you notice? Wait, what's the question? Do you notice
the girls because they got to change their hair so much? So yeah, I notice.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I can only do one thing.
You'd be like giving your opinion, like, yo, don't do this, don't do that, and like, are you guys cautious?
If she asked me,
yeah, you gotta ask.
If she asked me, if she doesn't ask me, I'll give my opinion on whether I like it or not.
Yeah,
bro, Shell's kind of. I know Shell's just say, nah, I don't really like it.
I will.
I know Shell's that kind of guy. I'll say no, I don't like it.
If I don't like it, yeah.
Yo, if I just,
I don't,
but like,
but at the same time,
you can tell when I never not like. I mean, you can like pull some off, and like she wouldn't. You like, okay, hold on. What the fuck? Everyone, stop. Do you think that like she would come at you? Your girl would come at you with a style that you don't like. I feel like it comes to a certain point where you kind of understand her. You like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna be like, surprised.
I mean, She hasn't done that in terms of like hair or like anything.
Mm-hmm. You mean a possibility?
Mm-hmm. It's a possibility.
Bro, there's so many shit I see that's like weird to me. I'd be like, oh, that's kind of strange.
Mm. But maybe, like my girl, my girl's never done that stuff.
You what?
I just be like, yeah, that's cool. Like if I like,
if you don't like that, it.
Nah, but like she doesn't really give me shit. Like she doesn't show me anything that I'm like, oh, that's whack. Mm-hmm. Like,
but you're saying like, is there a possibility that it could happen?
And if it happened,
I mean, yeah, it could.
Because like, you're kind of I know.
And if it happened, would you be honest about it? I'll be honest about it.
For some like weird shoes, because I would be kind of fuck.
Yeah, but I would be like, yo, that's just me. Like I'm not.
The thing is, I'm like,
honestly, thank God you asked me.
Yeah.
I'll say, yo, like,
dude, you hate those.
I'll say my opinion, but then, like, sometimes, like, I'll see some shit that, like, I didn't, like, I felt one way about, and then, like, I see it pulled off. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, you proved me wrong. So
yeah,
like,
that happens.
Bro, I'll say that. Nigga, the only thing I care about is what the fuck I'm wearing.
On me. That's a lifestyle. Shout out to Shields.
Shout out to Shields.
Oh, shit, wrong button.
Shout out to Shields, man.
What'd you say, Julian?
I just repeated what he said.
Remember when you had an afro?
Yeah.
Good times.
Shout out to Young Ju, man.
Good times.
Yeah. Fuck, I was just about to say some shit. Fuck it.
Good night.
Anyways, guys, never we're mind. About to get out of here. You want to hit the button? You can hit the button.
Nah.
All right.
We take off my sweater and lay down.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's mad hot. We're about to get out of here, guys. This fireplace, we're going to have to do something because my back is wet. Y'all ever like at school and like you're sitting down in the summertime and then your back's wet and you don't want to like walk around school? Like you got the backpack sweat?
Yeah.
You have that?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were about to say you got a bedtime shirt under your sweater. Like you don't bring a good shirt to school?
Oh, those
and
ones.
You underestimate the weather? Yeah. You underestimate the weather?
I'm beating me right now. Still, I'm going to come clean with you.
You got to
It's all right, but like I would, you know what I'm saying?
I have a baby shirt right now.
Once you wear a shirt to sleep, that's it for that shirt.
Yeah,
bro, I swear I throw it at the wall.
That's why I have no swag.
If you fall asleep in your t-shirt by accident,
it's done.
It's done.
If you fall asleep in a fucking tuxedo, that's my pajamas.
Yep,
the whole shit, nigga. With the tie,
you see my whole 100%. Closet. When was the last time you washed that sweater? I didn't mean to put you on blast.
I just bought this yesterday.
Okay, when the next time are you gonna wash it tonight?
Nah, I'm not gonna wash it tonight. No.
Where do you get it from?
Wait, you supposed to? Are you yo? Honestly, on some real male shit.
Yeah, fuck this clothes and shit. Hold on.
On some real shit. Are you supposed to watch? You're supposed to wash your clothes after every single wear?
No.
Hell no. Denim, like,
geez, right?
Nah. Denim, I don't. Denim.
Yeah, that's
not right.
I only wash if it gets
stinky. Denim, cargo, white tees, I never wash shorts, my pants.
Yo, honestly, if socks, it doesn't just fucking stink.
If I don't drop like
if it doesn't
salsa
stink,
on
like
it.
If it doesn't like, ugh.
Yeah, if no, like that's bro. My rule.
Nigga, if it look clean, it's clean, my
it's
guy.
Clean.
What do you think I do, bro? I'll bust a shirt once we stain on it.
Bro, if after I spray with cologne,
I'll definitely tell you, yo, like take my pick a certain way.
You guys don't know this one.
Salsa on
this one. You wear a shirt with a stain on it, and you know it's a stain on it, but you act like you got a stain just now.
You fucking carry around a fucking.
It's dry.
You fucking go say hi to someone. Yo,
sorry.
Someone points it out. You're like,
yeah, it's got some fucking shit on me, man.
Serious? You know?
All right, thank you.
I've done that a couple
bro,
times.
Honestly, I wear shit. I don't really wash my shit because I be shrinking my shit. So I'm like, yo, why am I gonna take?
Yo, how do you do wash? How do you do laundry? Good laundry?
I feel like small.
You your mom?
My mom.
Oh, she probably does the best laundry in the whole world.
She
invented doing laundry.
That's a fact.
Oh yeah,
she's very good.
I swear,
that's a fact.
Yo, I couldn't believe it. My shit looked new.
Yeah,
it got newer.
Oh, you're talking about last summer. Yeah,
she's just washing.
I'm
and she just
do some research on like how
bro,
to
it's
wash
like
and shit.
People who are busy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just throw that shit in there. Like,
my shit comes. Sometimes stinks. It comes out and it fucking stinks.
Yo, I've
like bro.
No, like he's that's a fact.
You leave it in there too long, and water starts.
Bro, I don't know.
No, but remember, I remember like
tried everything.
I remember this one time I had a dirty pile of clothes. I was over at Julian's house and we were balling. So you know that danks. And I'm like, oh, this just danks.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I never see his mom take my laundry, but I just always catch it folded. So I'll go to the washroom. I swear to God, go to the washroom, take a shower. My clothes are all there dirty. I come back out the shower, them shits are folded and clean. I don't know how
fast
she does it.
Brand new.
I don't know when. She wasn't even home. That's the fucked up part.
I go in the laundry room. I'm like, yo, where are her detergents? Not there.
Oh, it's just clean.
My eyes are watering. Chill.
Yo, smell like shit?
That's my mom we're talking about. He's trying to say she's an alien.
Bro.
All I'm saying.
It's crazy.
I'll sleep over this guy's house. My laundry be done. And like breakfast was made in the morning.
Oh, and she wakes up at like 4.
Yo, bro, have you ever seen those Twitter videos? Hold on. Have you ever seen these Twitter videos where it's just like, yo, recorded my grandpa. He woke me up in the same way. Like, for 64 years. Yeah, or he opens the door 64 years. Bro, his mom wakes us up the same ways for my ever since I knew this guy.
Really?
Guys, breakfast? Breakfast? You guys want breakfast?
You got, bro, she would wake us up saying, you guys want breakfast? And the shit's made. It's and it's done. Like, if I didn't want it, nothing would be there.
Yeah.
Yo, I'll be asleep smelling it. I'm like, yo. By the time she asked me, I'm like, yo, honestly, I was about to ask you.
At a certain point, I was like, are you guys my friends or they just want breakfast?
Bro? Yo, honestly, 50-50.
I swear to God.
I figured. 50,
yo,
I figured.
We became so comfortable, and niggas were going downstairs eating breakfast with our shirts off all
day. This is the thing. We started inviting niggas.
It's
four niggas from school.
Yeah.
Yo, man. Shout out to Julia, mom.
Shout out to Juhu's mom, yo. That's crazy.
Shout out to
such a beautiful woman, man. She's so nice to us, man. Shout out to Nala.
Oh, man.
Shout out Nala's such a beautiful cat.
Yo, I don't fuck with cats, man. Nala, man.
Yo,
fuck cats, bro.
You love Nala, though.
Fuck all cats are whack. Except for Nala.
Nala changed the game.
Cats are whack.
Shells hated cats. This guy just came to Miami.
He's petting it.
Nala changed the game for me.
Yo, you could, like, if I'm sleeping down, if I'm sleeping at Julian's crib and you go downstairs for some water, you may catch me downstairs on the floor with Nala.
Bro, legs,
I may just be petting her and maybe sleep with her.
Trust me, she did that. Yo, she did that with me, too. I was like, okay, yeah.
Bro, I've seen her eat a lizard.
Oh, I get it.
I fought with a cat.
Bro, she eats lizards, bro. Like, you don't
bro, I was alone. I was just
that.
Watching this cat eat a lizard. I'm like, yo, honestly, should I do something?
Yo, I come home. I think I went to, like, the super, like, grocery store real quick. Jeremy just come back and say, yeah, your cat just ate a lizard. I'm like, bro,
yo,
you
his
watch,
body's over there.
Watch her do it. He's like,
bro, I'm not going to put my finger in his mouth. Yo, cats are wild. Cats are scary.
Yo,
they're less domesticated than dogs, so I feel like they just want to attack me and shit. So when they, like, I wake up and just looking at me already.
Yeah,
like, bro, how long is this going on?
Creatures, bro.
They just want to fucking kill me. That's
yeah, right. Dogs are dumb. Cats are just kind of
no.
Bro, and if
don't
I buy you,
far. Don't go that far.
Dogs are dumb, animals.
Bro. If
dogs
I buy an animal,
sick. They're dumb.
Fucking be my sick. Friend and they're, show up cool, every day.
Like, the thing is, you'll buy dumb. A cat. Okay, look, you can buy a dog, and the dog is gonna be your friend no matter what. You can buy a cat, and it's like, yo,
50-50.
You
honestly, it's 70-40, 70-30.
It may not be cool with you. Like
every cat I had was cool with me, so.
Bro,
bro,
how do you train
cats?
A cat? All my cats hated me and scratched
bro,
me.
To talk to
bro, I've cats always fuck me up.
Bro,
yeah,
I
just don't talk
like
to me.
I would be
bro.
Walking from the kitchen to my room, and my cat would wait on the table, and I just hear it fucking running, like gripping onto the carpet, and it would scratch the back of my thighs. And this is when I was a juicy baby, so bro, like
bro,
that shit was scratching me. Bro, I'm screaming for my dad. I'm like, dad.
Bro, it's just so insulting. It's like, bro, I bought a fucking cat, and
bro,
then I come home from work, long day of work, stressed out. I come home to confide with my fucking pet, my animal. And I get there, I sit on the couch, and then it walks away.
It's not your pet, it's your companion at that point.
But it's leaving me, it keeps walking away, so I don't know.
Bro, you have a kid, it's the same shit.
End of the day,
my kid gonna love me.
Nice,
my nigga can hate you, though.
My kid gonna run and jump on me, man.
My kid's gonna annoy me.
Yo, I gave my cats, like, mad kitty litter, or kitty, what's that shit, kitty crack? What's that shit called?
What?
Catnip?
Catnip, nigga.
I said kitty crack.
Yo, don't do fucking kitty
listen,
crack.
Listen, don't do kitty crack. That shit crazy.
Say no to kitty crack.
Anyways, the first time I seen my dog Winston, my cat Winston off the.
My cat with my dog. I did fuck with that kid.
Bro,
it was just lazy, so it never left me. That's
did not give
reason.
A shit. I fuck with it. But yo, there's be sometimes. Okay,
yo,
look,
that
look,
cat
look.
Didn't give a fuck what.
This is a perfect example.
I saw it hanging.
Okay. This is a perfect example of how crazy Nala was. I'd wake up with my cat Winston.
Yeah.
The nigga is in my bed and I'm like, I move my leg and it fucking scratched me. What the fuck?
It didn't even have claws.
If I hit Nala, worked. I wake up, I look at her, she looks at me.
She's like,
she says, we're good.
We're getting up.
Yeah,
what's,
like,
what's
we're
going
staying.
Down. Yep. She did the same thing
to
me.
I'm like,
bro.
Yo,
she
real
waits
nigga.
For you, bro.
She's like, what? Seven
you get up, wow. She's like, all right, let's go then.
Let's get it. Like, yo, let's start the day. I'll eat lizards.
Nala is the prototype, bro.
Yeah,
she's
sick.
She's the archetype.
Trained her well. And she swims.
Shout out to your uncle too, man. Julian got a cool little setup.
Yeah, Julian got a cool little life.
Julian got a cool little setup. He has family just does sick shit for no reason.
Word.
Yeah.
Shout out. Cook a whole bowl of oxtail for no reason.
Yeah.
Just here, man. Out of nowhere.
Fun fact: Julian's dad has a really fast car, and he showed us his horses before. And another story to tell. Save for
another day. Story for another day.
We almost died. We'll tell you about it next time.
We'll tell you about it next time. Right here on Random Order. This has been another episode.
This is the second one. Number two. So
yeah.
We're pretty serious about this.
Yeah.
Committed to this shit.
I'm fucking telling y'all, man. We still got the candle here. By episode 10, none of this shit's going to be here. It's going to be here talking to y'all, man. Because this shit just for right now.
Yeah,
so,
the budget running low.
All this candle shit, this chocolate shit, it ain't finna happen anymore. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
Wait, don't you gotta do some shit? Like, go rate our shit and stuff? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Press whatever good buttons you gotta press.
Subscribe to our podcast on the podcast.
Do all that
app,
shit. Y'all making number one. Y'all know what to do.
Show your friends like all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it. At that point, by this point, y'all should know what to do. Go on the iTunes store.
Trust me, bear ratings.
Bear ratings.
You already know what it is, man.
It's 5 stars only.
Yes.
Don't be a bean and put like 1 star.
Yeah, it's stupid shit.
Just cut if you're gonna do that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Then no.
Stop. Press the square button.
Yeah.
The square button.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.